Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
I apologize for the inconvenience of not being able to log on tonight, but sometimes, you know, technical difficulties do arise. But nevertheless, we're here. We're not going to dwell on that. We're going to get on into the show because, after all, it is 9:19, and we want to enjoy this evening. I am truly honored to be with you on this August the 20th, 2013. I am so excited that you, and especially you, tuned in tonight. I just want to let those of you know that don't know me. I am a naturopathic doctor. I am not a medical doctor. I am a naturopath. And that means that I use natural modalities to help the body heal, maintain, repair itself. And we all know that it will do that if we give it what it needs. And by natural modalities, I mean things, protocols such as prayer and good water, good food, whole food, nutrient-dense foods, exercise, sleep, restful, deep, sweet sleep. Yeah, like that. Rather than using synthetic drugs. You know, synthetic drugs does nothing but nothing. Okay, so I'm not even going to go into all of that. You know what they do, you know what they don't do. They do a lot of masking. They address issues. They don't do any healing. Your body does that on its own. It does not need synthetic drugs in order to do that. In fact, when you do use drugs, you're looking at putting your body in a position where that it can't heal itself, because you're putting inorganic objects into the body. And sooner or later, you will see the results of that. There is no pharmaceutical drug that you can take that does not have a side effect. And I just want to say that, because it's the truth. You may not see it, but it's there. It's happening. And it won't be long before you do see it or feel it or both. So it's so easy. Take care of the body. Take control of your health. Pay attention to your health. Because if you don't pay attention to your health now, your body will demand your attention later. We got to learn how to relax. You know, you just got to, we've got to learn how to deal with stress. We've got to learn how to deal with anger. We've got to learn how to deal with all of those things that try to come against us in order to put us in a different place than where we should be, in order to just breathe. Just breathe. Just take it in and let it out. Let it go. We have to learn. I so love that serenity prayer that says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that's where it all lies, in knowing the difference. Can you do something about it? Then do it. If you can't, exhale. Let it go. Let it go. My affirmation for today says, everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this situation, only good will come. I am safe. I truly am safe. All is well in my world. Isn't it wonderful when you can feel that all is well in your world, with all hell breaking loose around you? But you can honestly say that all is well in my world. I hope you've had a fantastic day today. I have had a day that was just like that. So wonderful, so beautiful, because I was doing something that I truly enjoy doing. I was doing something that I am very passionate about. So it was an awesome day. And I hope you had an awesome day as well. And I thank you for taking time out of your busy day in order to be here with me on Here's to Your Health. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by 109.9 Penn Station. And we're here every Tuesday night, from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can find us right here, spreading the word, getting the news out concerning health. This show is not to diagnose any dis-ease. It's simply to give accurate and thorough information concerning how you can take control of your own health, seeking, asking, knocking, and the answer will arrive exactly when you need it. So tonight I want to share with you something. You know, I was talking a little earlier about anger and stress. Did you know that there's some really surprising news about anger? And you know how we hear people say, you know, hey, it's all good. You know, you ever met people that had that kind of attitude? Oh, it's all good. You know, there's something to be said about having that kind of attitude. It's all good. it's all good. But showing a little anger now and then may lower your risk of several killer diseases. And there's a study that was revealed, a new German study, and it revealed that people who repressed their anger had elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol and were 31% more likely to suffer from a heart attack, cancer, or high blood pressure. And although genders repress anger differently, such as women may be more apt to sulk or go through guilt trips, men tend to act out, perhaps by, you know, extracurricular activities or drinking too much or using drugs. And we all know that alcohol is a drug. And we need to know that there are healthy ways to express anger that work for us. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. We've got to learn ways to deal with anger. I mean, let's face it, stuff happens, okay? Just like tonight. Stuff happens. Things happen that you don't have any control over sometimes. Things happen that you think you had control over, but later you found out you didn't. You have to learn how to let go and let God. And there's some ways that there's this little ball. It's called the stress ball. And whenever you feel stressed or whenever you feel angry, you just squeeze this little ball. They have another one that it's like a little a doll. It's a little rubber doll. And when you squeeze it, the little eyes pop out and things like that. It's really kind of cute. But it's just ways to help you de-stress. And that's all anger is. It's a stressor, and it's a stressor on the body. And there's a doctor. Her name is Dr. Cox, and she's a PhD. She's the author of the book, The Anger Advantage. And she shares with us healthy ways to express anger. And one of the ways that she says it's really good to do this is use your words. Translate your anger into words and share them with someone you trust. She says this is very essential for physical and emotional health. Now, you've got to be able to do this without guilt-tripping. and to prepare to the person who's angering you, you've got to be able to say something like, you know, I feel angry when you laugh at my problems. And then go on from there, you know. Now, let's face it, there are those that would say, you know, I mean, I know this sounds really good, but sometimes you run into people that say, I don't care how you feel. You know, I still mean what I said. And then you have to be able to learn how to deal with that too. I mean, just because you tell somebody, I feel angry when you laugh at me, or I feel angry when you, you know, take me for granted, it would be nice if we lived in the kind of world where everybody that you said this to would respond with something like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it made you feel angry to feel like that. Some people may, but some may not. And you have to be able to deal with that. You have to find ways to just release that anger. Another way, she says, is to put it in writing. Writing a note is a great way, she says, for couples to make their anger known to each other. If they can't talk about what's going on without getting defensive. Now, research also suggests that journaling about stressful events may help you to strengthen the immune system and reduce the toll on the body's stress, the stress that happens in the body when you're angry. There's a statistic that says for every 5 minutes you're angry, it shuts the immune system down for something like 4 hours. I think those are the correct statistics. If not, I'll have them for you next week. But at any rate, if it's 4 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, or an hour, to have your immune system compromised because you can't deal with anger, that's a problem. Sometimes you just have to be able to say, you know what, I gave it all I had. And that's it, you see. And there's so many ways. I mean, these are just a couple of the ways that Dr. Deborah Cox says that you handle it. But being that I am a spiritual person, I believe the Word of God has a lot to say about the way we deal with stress and deal with anger. The Bible says anger rested in the bosom of a fool. And when you think about it, it makes perfect sense. You're angry at somebody, they're going on off, they ain't thinking about you, 9 chances out of 10. And you carrying this person around on your back because you're angry. You know, I'm not losing my sleep over nothing or nobody. My sleep is too important. My immune system is too important. I do not need extra cortisol in my body that's going to have me with a big belly. You see, what is this doing to you? What is the anger doing to you? Hate consumes the hater. Sometimes people say things that make you mad, and they going on off. And even if you did approach them later, they would say things like, "What, girl? I don't even remember that." You know, they don't even know. And here you are, and you carrying them around on your back. It's like them putting their arms around your neck, and you just holding on to their arms, and you just walking, and wherever you go, they're following you. Let it go. Let it go. Learn to let go. Meditate. Listen to some music. Meditation music. Sit quietly. Pray about it. Ask God to help you if you're the type of person that's prone to get angry quickly. Ask for help. Now, Dr. Cox says hitting something may help too. And I agree with this. Not hitting someone, hitting something, you know, hitting or screaming into a pillow instead of erupting at a person can help stabilize the feelings when you're about to lose it. This is what Dr. Cox says. But limit pillow pinching to 30 seconds at a time, or pillow punching at 30 seconds at a time. Another great way, now this is a way I agree with. She says, hit the treadmill or walk. Walking daily has been shown to calm anger and decrease diastolic blood pressure. And this is something I so encourage. I encourage, strike out on a walk. Get the dog, kids, whoever, and just go for a walk. It's the best thing that you can do. It is the absolute best thing that you can do. And you know what? Sometimes I have to say, you know what? I've done all I can do, and I just can't do anymore. So, and just let it go like that. You just have to know when to let go. And sometimes we just have to let go. So that's some of Dr. Cox's theories on how to deal with anger. And, you know, here on Here's to Your Health, we have to understand something. Everything is not going to go your way. Everything, 100% of the time, is not going to go your way. How are you going to handle it? That's the question. I would like to ask some of you to chime in tonight on just how you deal with anger. How do you deal with stressful situations? What's some of the things that you do when you're stressed out and you can feel your pulse beating in the side of your neck? What do you do when you can't think? When you're so upset about something somebody has said or done to you, just cannot think. What do you do? How do you handle it? Because it is so very important that you do handle it correctly. Because if you don't, your body, your physical, your mental will take a hit. It's been said that stone foods keep your waistline trim. And it's been a couple of articles that I've come across the past couple of weeks that says that some favorite summer fruits like peaches and plums and nectarines may help to ward off metabolic syndrome. And that's a collection of conditions, including high blood sugar levels and excess fat around the waist, that can lead to serious health issues such as stroke and heart disease and diabetes. And there was a study by Texas A&M that was presented at the American Chemical Society 2012 national meeting. And it says that eating these fruits that are pitted fruits, they contain a bioactive compound that potentially fight this syndrome. And according to this one food scientist, Louis Zabella, he says that the phenolic compound in the fruit have an anti-obesity, anti-inflammatory, and anti-diabetic properties, and may also reduce the oxidation of the bad cholesterol, or LDL, which is associated with cardiovascular disease. Now, I do want to remind you of one thing. If you're going to eat peaches, make sure you're eating organic, because peaches is one of the highest pesticide fruits. It is. Peaches and then apples. So make sure that you're going to get you some good organic peaches, okay? Because the foods that contain the most pesticides are meat and poultry, dairy products, strawberries, bell peppers, spinach, cherries, and I love me some cherries. I love some cherries. Peaches, of course, celery, apples, green beans, and oranges. For those of you that have gardens this year, have you had a problem with those Japanese beetles this year? I have, and they have been horrendous. I'm telling you, they are tearing my leaves, the leaves of my plants up. And they're some of the prettiest little things, but they are so destructive. They are, and there's so many of them, but they are really tearing the leaves of my plants up. I know one of the other listeners has said that he's had, because I took a picture of them and I sent them to him, and he said that they were Japanese beetles. But, yeah, so I just want to encourage you guys that if you're going to eat certain fruits, such as the fruits that I just spoke about that are good for helping to keep the waistline trim, then you want to eat organics. And like I said, peaches is one of the highest pesticide fruits it is. And once again, that top 11 foods are meat and poultry, dairy products, strawberries, bell peppers, spinach, cherries, peaches, celery, apples, green beans, and oranges. So it would behoove you to, if you're going to use these fruits and veggies, then buy organic. Don't cheat yourself, because, I mean, it'll show. It'll all come out in the wash. Another kudos for kale. You know, kale is a cousin to broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cabbage and collards. And kale is a low-calorie, nutrient-dense powerhouse of antioxidants, including vitamin A and C. And it's an awesome, awesome vegetable. Kale contains more iron than beef and more calcium than milk. And it's better absorbed by the body than most dairy products. Did you know that a single serving, about one cup of chopped kale, provides about 5% of the recommended daily intake of fiber, plus 2 grams of protein? And it's such a versatile veggie. You can use it in your smoothies. You can saute it. You can lightly steam it. You can braise it. You can bake it. You can put it in the oven with a little sea salt and seasoning, and make you one of the most wonderfulest kale chips that you've ever liked. You think you like potato chips? You try putting you some kale in the oven. And on a very low temperature, and see what happens. You'll be at the store every time you look around buying some kale. And the best thing about this, kale is a green and is high on the sustainability scale. Growing 1 pound of kale uses about 23 gallons of water. But check this out. Raising 1 pound of beef takes more than 2,400 gallons of water. We got to get back to eating the way that our bodies were intended to eat. You know, we got to get back. The obesity rate is so alarming. I have never seen so many big bellies. And you know what? I talked to a friend not too long ago, and she was telling me she was having problems with her back, and I was sharing some things with her, and she decided to have the surgery. And I said, why didn't you get in touch? She was like, girl, it was bad. It was low, my L4, 5, and 6. I said, girl, if you could have seen a picture of my MRI, you would have asked me like my physical therapist asked me. She said, how are you walking? You know, we can't be so quick to go up under that knife. And what was so crazy about this, she said that her doctor referred her to a chiropractor. And the chiropractor said, yeah, you really need to go and have the surgery. I'm like, duh. You went to a chiropractor that suggested you have surgery and without trying any other thing? You didn't exhaust any other possibilities before you let them? Listen, any surgery you want to have, go on YouTube and put the surgery in. There's somebody that's had it. When they wanted to do this fusion on me, on my back, I told the doctor, I said, I'll think about it. I went home and began to do my due diligence. And, man, I saw some videos on YouTube. People were begging, please don't do this. Don't do it. I had no idea it was going to be this bad. And listen, my pain tolerance already is just, I don't want to be in no pain like that. You know what I'm saying? Although I have been in pain with my back. I'm telling you, guys heard me talk about how God had me to find Dr. Bob. Little Dr. Bob sitting down there twiddling his toes in the grass with his chicken, cucka, cucka, cucka. No, not the chicken, the rooster. You know, oh yeah. And between God and Dr. Bob and my inversion bed and starting to get to doing some exercising, a lot of times people have back problems. If you look at their stomach, you'd be like, no wonder they back hurt. Remember how it was when we were pregnant? At a certain stage, you got so big, that belly got big, and your back just hurted all the time. That, yeah. You know, we have got to become more conscientious of our health. Listen, don't think that you're going to eat anything you want to eat and be hanging out at the old country buffets and all-you-can-eat places, and it's not going to tell. Nobody ain't going to know. Pretty soon, everybody going to know. But you know what? The most important person already know, and that's you. When we start making excuses for having to buy sizes bigger, you know, come on. That just shows that the flesh is in control. It really does not have to be like that. Start eating more. Start eating to live instead of living to eat. And we're doing our kids the same way. We're bringing them up thinking it's okay to go buy all these old treats and keeping all this old stuff. And then when they grow up and obese and we want to go, you need to stop eating. You did it. And now you're going to turn on them, you know. It's a better way. Start incorporating more raw foods into your diet, you know, into your eating regimen. It's amazing. You know, and you may ask, well, what is raw foods? Eating foods in their natural state, such as kale that we just talked about, fruits and vegetables. Eating them in their raw state. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains. You know what? There's nothing you have to do to a beautiful orange carrot. But just eat it. Just eat it. And it's not recommended to hastily switch to a raw food diet, some people say. But listen, start incorporating it. Start incorporating more raw food, more sprouts. You see the sprouts, you know, and we're gonna have a person on that's gonna talk to us about sprouting. It is so awesome how you can take mung beans and alfalfa seeds and different things and sprout them yourself. And then when you make your salad, you put these live little sprouts on your salad, and you're eating live food. Juicing separates the fiber from the vegetable or the fruit, and you get the pure liquid. When I do my carrot juice and I give it to people sometimes, they'll ask, did you put sugar in this? And I say, oh, come on, don't be silly. You know I don't use sugar. If you came to my house, you could not even find a eighth of a teaspoon of sugar. You could find no sugar anywhere in my home. I don't do sugar. I practice what I preach. You see what I'm saying? I was so amazed today when one of the personal trainers at the Rock Y, where I work part-time, he brought a guy over to me, an older gentleman, and he said, Doris, I was wondering if you would talk to this guy. You know, he's embracing the vegan diet. And I was telling him about you, and you know, I told him maybe you – I said, I would love to. I'd love to. And I gave him my card. I told him anything. He was just in a motorcycle accident. And he said it – he had on $800 helmet, and the helmet was demolished. I said, thank God you had on that helmet, because we see so many people riding today without a helmet on, you know. But, yeah, let's get back to eating raw. Dehydrating. Dehydrating stimulates, it simulates the sun in drying. And when we haven't really had a lot of hot days where you can do your dehydrating outside. But if you have a dehydrator, you can make things like dried fruits and chips and crackers. And, you know, with our children, we have to introduce our children to other things and not let them control us. I want this, I want that. Okay, well, I mean, okay, hold on. You know, we're the adults, you know. We have to say, no, you're not going to get this. Now, do you want this? No, I don't want. Okay, then you don't get anything. You see what I'm saying? But now so many times now, the children are ruling the parents. And I'm like, what in the world is going on here? You see, we're in a terrible state of affairs. We really are. Blending. Combine foods for soups and smoothies. That's what blending is all about. You got a piece of banana. Today when I came in, after I came off my consecration, I came in from work, and I had some beautiful avocados. Oh, I love that fruit. I love that fruit. You did know avocado was a fruit, right? Okay. Well, I made me some guacamole, or the proper way to pronounce that is guacamole. I made some guacamole, and I made me a smoothie. And in my smoothie, I had blueberries, banana, mango. Oh, and I got some sweet mangoes. I bought five of them, and some was kind of green, so I left them out on the table, and they ripened so beautifully. And then I had three that was already kind of ripe, so I put them in the refrigerator, and that kind of, you know, slows down the ripening process. And I put some of that in there, and some kale. Yeah, you hear me salivating, right? Because it was absolutely wonderful. And that was my meal for today. That was my only meal for today. My little tummy feels so good. It's just purring, so I won't have any. And I had that about maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock, somewhere in there. By 6:45, I was done, and I'm done, and I feel so good. I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight, and I feel it. So it's just about doing, learning different ways to feed our body, spiralizing. This creates noodles from raw vegetables. I can buy one zucchini, and actually it's enough for two servings. If I get one medium-sized zucchini, I can make enough pasta for two meals. And it turns, you put it on the little spiralizer machine, and it turns it into pasta, into the zucchini into pasta. It looks just like spaghetti. You can also make a little marinara sauce with a couple of little tomatoes and some Italian seasoning and a little basil and different things, you know, a couple of medjool dates. And you're talking about a meal, and your body is saying, OMG, that is so good. Listen, guys, I appreciate you tuning in tonight. I want to let you know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you every week, every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. by the, not Poetic Energy, by 109.9 Penn Station. And I want to invite you guys to come back and be with me again on next week. I will love to share some more with you concerning raw foods. I'm going to be doing a class really soon. I haven't done many this year, but I am going to do one class really soon. So stay tuned. Go to my website. Don't forget, September the 28th, come out and meet me, yours truly, Dr. D. It's all about the children at the luncheon, the Better Me luncheon, that's going to be held at the Karras House at 23632 Plymouth Road in Redford, Michigan. Go to my website and click on events. The tickets are $10. Get your ticket. It's worth it. You'll be able to find out different things, different modalities, health modalities about our children and our grandchildren. And it's $10. Where can you go and get a nice lunch for $10? Come on. You know, it's all about the children. Need I say more? Thank you so very much for tuning in tonight, guys and gals, guys and dolls. You are appreciated. Now, I want you to get you some sweet sleep tonight, okay? I want you to go to sleep and go to sleep. Don't lay awake. Remember me talking about anger and different things? Don't lay awake tonight. Go to sleep. Because that's exactly what Dr. D is going to do. I'm ready. I'm ready to hit that bed like a brick. So thank you once again for tuning in. And if the Lord says so, we'll do it all over again next week. Same time, same day, Tuesday, from 9 to 10. Invite a friend to listen in. Don't be selfish. You know, invite someone to listen in. And for those that didn't get a chance to give me your stressors, what really stresses you out, maybe you'll want to share another time. Okay? Okay. Thank you so much, guys. I love you all. Good night.